A Racky weather forecast says it'll be generally cloudy and windy today with a slight chance for a shower and a high near 50. Racine Kenosha Senator Van Wongard vowing to keep fighting for passage of a bill named after a girl from Burlington who died at the age of 7 from a seizure disorder and for which CBD oil containing a small amount of marijuana would be legal to obtain without a prescription, but was denied consideration by state Senate leadership.
And we have to get people educated as to the pros and cons of things. Too, Colorado legalized marijuana out in Colorado, and I've talked to a lot of people, and they think that was the worst thing that ever happened on both sides of the aisle from how it was done. So I think there has to be a process to whatever we do. And like I said, I'm not against doing the clinical trials, but if it's been done in other states, I think we can accept those trials as being a basis for what we're doing, too.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, the retired city police officer countered claims that this could be the door opener to marijuana legalization efforts. Said Wongard, if it takes a little longer to do, okay, but we need to have the discussion. Another death linked to an outbreak of that bloodstream infection in southern Wisconsin. State Department of Health Services says 16 people with suspected cases of the bacteria have now died since the outbreak began in November, the total number of reported cases going from 48 to 54, one of the cases in Racine County. A community meeting coming up next Monday in Racine, first step in shaping the future of Racine's North Beach. For the past 2 years, the Public Health Department has worked with Public Works, City Development, and Park and Rec on trying to improve the experience for anybody who goes to North Beach. Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says this will be the first step in creating a master plan, and those attending the meeting Monday will have a chance to weigh in on a number of issues.
We'll have a series of large photographs, and we'll have staff at each one of these areas where we can have conversation. We'll have some questions to ask, but we really want to know within those areas that I mentioned really what you think we should be doing, because again, it's a prize of Racine for all of us, every single community member, so it's essential that we get community input for this plan.
She says it'll take at least a year, though, to develop the plan, the meeting Monday night starting at 6 p.m. at Memorial Hall. The simple appointment of a county surveyor caught the attention of some Kenosha County Board supervisors this week. Board was asked to approve Robert Mary of Waukesha, who works for the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission. Supervisor William Grady questioning why somebody out of county was being appointed. Supervisor Doug Noble noted somebody from SURPAC has been doing the job for some time now. Supervisor Terry Rose calling the position uniquely local, noting it once was an elected position.
I'm unclear why we should be appointing a Waukesha person or somebody from out of county, let's put it that way, to this position, unless there's absolutely nobody here in the community qualified. I know there are local surveying agency businesses and local surveyors, as I've had contact with them professionally.
Supervisor Michael Skolitsky pointed out the county pays SURPAC for services, including surveyor. The surveyor, by the way, only handles property issues for the county, like property purchases. This is not involving the general public. The appointment was approved unanimously. The Racine Police Department's investigating a reported home invasion from Monday night in which two people were injured after being pistol-whipped by the offenders. It happened in the 2100 block of Riverview Terrace. Five adult occupants were confronted by three Hispanic males who forced their way inside and pointed guns at the victim. A police news release says two of the adults were beaten with the weapons by the offenders for their refusal to provide money, and at some point a shot was fired, but nobody was struck. Anyone with information asked to contact Racine Police or anonymously get in touch with Crime Stoppers of Racine County. There's a recall of canned tuna for the public to consider. More on that from Randy Fuller.
San Diego-based Bumblebee Foods is pulling back more than 31,000 cases of tuna. The recall came as a precaution after some tuna on the product line was contaminated during packaging at a facility not owned or operated by the company. Bumblebee says no illnesses have been reported, but they are advising customers to throw away any of the recalled cans bearing a code that starts with the letter T, as in tuna. I'm Randy Fuller.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development saying the January jobless rate in the city of Racine was 7.2% compared to 7.8% a year ago. Kenosha slipping from 6.5% to 6.3%. Milwaukee showing up second highest in the state at 6.7%. Also, a new report out about the 10 highest paying jobs in America.
If you want a career in which you'll make big bucks, spending the extra time in school to become a physician is the way to go. 24/7 Wall Street says physicians make a median base salary of $180,000 a year. Lawyer came in at number two with a median salary of $144,500 a year. Research and development manager was third at $142,000 a year. Software development managers were fourth at $132,000, and pharmacy manager was fifth at $130,000 a year. The majority of the 25 highest-paying jobs are in the health and technology sectors, mostly because those are in high demand. And 15 of the 25 are management positions.
S.C. Johnson of Racine congratulating Gateway Technical College for receiving the first Innovative Best Practices Award from the American Technical Education Association, this regarding Gateway's boot camp training program. It provides intensive 14 to 20 weeks of training in a variety of skills designed to meet the needs of local employers and changing industry trends. Kelly Semro, SCJ's Senior VP of Global Corporate Affairs, Communication, and Sustainability, in a statement says, in addition to providing the job skills which today's employers are seeking, the bootcamp program is also helping companies find workers who can think critically and are agile in today's changing manufacturing environment. Since 2012, SC Johnson has given more than $3 million toward the bootcamp training program. It's another section of Main Thoroughfare in the city of Racine that's being targeted for future renovation, 16th Street from Racine Street East to Main Street and the Lakefront. During a recent Public Works Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney explained the project agreement that's being recommended would use what are called STP funds.
We've used STP funds to work on several roadways that are functionally classified as arterial or collector. We've done Ohio Street with these funds. We've done Rapids Drive. We've done 21st Street.
Rooney saying that the funding is competitive and that the city got back into the mix after a punchback due to the county's plan to redo Highway MM for several million dollars.
It's a section that fits the STP urban criteria. It's a roadway that's in need of replacement. The application went in. We were approved. If you remember, recently, County Trunk Highway MM is being replaced from 38 to 31, and the county got the lion's share of the STP allocation for that project.
Rooney saying the total project cost for 16th Street just under $2 million. City share through capital improvement budgeting would be about $469,000. The work, though, still a few years away at this point. And Racine Police Chief Art Howell is a wanted man, one of three finalists for the chief's job in Rockford, Illinois. And with the news, the Police and Fire Commission will meet at noon tomorrow in a closed session to discuss extending Howell's expiring contract beyond his initial 4 years. Right now, the salary just under $111,000. Racine Kenosha County Senator Van Wongard vowing to keep fighting for passage of a bill named after a girl from Burlington who died at the age of 7 from a seizure disorder and for which CBD oil containing a small amount of marijuana would be legal to obtain without a prescription. But the bill was denied consideration by Senate leadership. On WRJN's Community Conversations, the retired city police officer countered claims that Lydia's law could be the door opener to marijuana legalization efforts.
All we were saying is that specifically for CBD oil, that CBD oil is something that these parents should have as an option for a treatment process for their child. You know, right or wrong for medical marijuana or recreational, that's another discussion, and there's pros and cons to that, too. But I do believe that, you know, we have to start looking at some of these other options that are there.
Senator Wongard says if it takes a little longer to do, okay, but we need to have the discussion. The current head coach of the UWM women's soccer team used to coach at Parkside, got hired in 2010 to run the elite program for the Kenosha Area Soccer League at the same time. Then the program ended in 2013 as contractual duties changed, and he was terminated last year. Troy Fabiano, suing the KSL, was recently awarded a summary judgment in court for more than $41,000 by Judge David Bastianelli. The money is one thing for Fabiano, who tells the Kenosha News he still doesn't know why he got fired. There's been no comment about the case from that nonprofit organization, which has been operating for more than 30 years. Mount Pleasant's Plan Commission unanimously supporting creation of another Habitat for Humanity home in the 2200 block of Mead Street. Habitat's Leanne Lowenstein suggesting it's been a great new partnership with the village.
We built the house last year, and the family is now living there. Very happy. Neighborhood's improving. We're very happy to be a part of the neighborhood revitalization that's going on Mead Street.
Nobody spoke against the need of conditional use permit at the Tuesday night public hearing. This new Habitat home will also be on the same block as the COP house, which began to operate last year. The Elmwood Park Village Board holding a closed session tonight to again consider the $900,000 purchase offer on the Taylor Complex by Evergreen Academy. Thus far, the board has withheld approval after local attorney John Bolagic, who had offered his services, recommended a closer look at the language and about selling the old Taylor home site as is. Prior to the closed meeting tonight, there is a chance for some public comment. The 7th Annual County Health Rankings put out by the UW Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. WRJN's Janet Hoff says Racine County ranks 62nd and Kenosha County 64th.
Designed to be a snapshot of the health of nearly every county in the nation, the rankings include local-level data that allows each state to see how its counties compare on more than 30 factors that influence health. Those factors include education, housing, jobs, smoking, and access to healthy foods. Racine and Kenosha counties rank in the bottom quarter in social and economic factors and in several health categories. Kenosha County ranked last in the state for physical environment, while Racine County ranked in the middle of counties for clinical care. Overall, Milwaukee County ranked 71st, Ozaukee County is the healthiest in the state, while the least healthy is Menominee. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A resolution proposed by 11th District Racine Alderman Mary Land opposing the extension of what it calls disastrous trade policies got approved this week by the Common Council on a 9-4 vote. The resolution begins with the language, U.S. trade deals for the past 25 years have been corporate-driven, incorporating rules that skew benefits to economic elites while requiring working-class families to bear the brunt of such policies, unquote. Toward the end, there is also language that calls on state-elected officials in both the House and Senate to oppose the latest trade plan and anything similar if they, quote, fail to restructure the misguided and failed policies of the past, unquote. All right, your weather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.